7 Things to Know About Radical Left Tim Walz by Wendell Hasebo on August 6, 2024. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is a radical leftist. Vice President Kamala Harris selected Walz as her running mate on Tuesday, allying herself with the most far-left choice among those on her short list, as Breitbart News reported. Below are 7 Things to Know About Walz's Record. A June report from Minnesota's legislative auditor found that Walz's administration failed miserably in its duty to properly oversee millions of federal dollars it administered to nonprofits to feed children. The report said that Walz's alleged incompetence created opportunities for fraud. Axios reported, the report highlighted several ways in which the Walz administration failed to rein in the fraud, undercutting the governor's long-standing claims that his agency staff deserve credit, not criticism, for their efforts to catch and stop it. Walz signed legislation to allow minors to get sex change operations in Minnesota. He signed a bill to require schools to stock period products in boys' bathrooms. Walz allegedly failed to anticipate and react to riots in Minneapolis after the death of George Floyd. Even the liberal mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, slammed Walz's response to the riots. Under Walz's leadership, Minnesota gives free college tuition to illegal immigrants. Walz signed a bill into law that will give driver's licenses to potentially 77,000 eligible illegal aliens. Walz openly championed socialism last week during the White Dudes for Harris event. Walz was also a radical member of the House of Representatives, with Heritage Action giving him a lifetime score of 13%. Honorable mentions. Authorities arrested Walz for DUI. Walz said it was ageism for Americans to be concerned about Biden's fitness for office. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.